This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay. This story from the New York Post, so forgive the pun in the first sentence. That's par for the course for them. Luigi Mangione fans are doing some serious soul searching.
Oh, S-O-L-E. I saw this. Have you seen the shoes?
No. Although most would not literally want to be in the accused killer's shoes right now, the courtroom loafers are going viral.
They're literally just run-of-the-mill old man loafers. You can get them at Savers.
No, those look like Von Maur-ish, Sam. Those look like leather Italian.
No socks.
Well, he's not from a poor family.
No.
The loafers have gone up on Google search 1,400%.
What does this say
since
about
he wore them?
Us?
Oh, I don't even know where we begin, Dan.
Shallow as a kiddie pool, maybe?
Well, you remember the Tommy Hilfiger jacket. They sent out a picture of that as part of the evidence when they were looking for him.
Yeah, wanted. Do you know this man? I was like, wanted? I want that jacket. Where did he get it?
He left it in the backpack. That jacket sold out in minutes.
Okay.
Lord. It's like Taylor Swift wearing something, but much more sinister.
Yeah, there's something wrong with us as a collective people, if that's what you're asking, Dan.
Says here, Mangione, who has amassed a gaggle of googly-eyed groupies.
Okay.
Donned a bulletproof vest over a green cable-knit sweater, khaki slacks, and of course, the boat shoes.
Got a gold star for that alliteration.
This is a real thing. My girlfriend was showing me reels over the weekend of people talking about how hot he was in court.
Okay. Okay. This is an oldie but goodie, but somehow resurfaced on my timeline from the New York Times. Okay. And I looked it up, and because you and I all, and Sam, sit for 4 hours, we know there are some of you listening that sit for 8 hours or longer. Mm-hmm. This is why I have a stand-up desk if I choose to use it.
Which you never have.
Standing now, thank you.
If you sit for a lengthy period of time, there is a disorder called dead butt syndrome that I would like to warn everyone about now.
Numbness.
After a long work day at your desk or hours in a car, it is normal to feel a little stiff. It may just be that your hip flexors and lower back are tight, but you could also be experiencing a potentially debilitating condition called gluteal amnesia. Or dead butt syndrome.
Or your butt forgets.
The name sounds silly, but the side effects are serious, quoting here from a specialist in physical medicine and rehabilitation from Mayo. The gluteus maximus is one of the strongest muscles in the body and biggest shock absorbers. If it is not working properly, it can cause a domino chain of issues, all the way to shin splints, arthritis in the knees, all the things. Gluteal amnesia happens when the muscles in your rear become so weak from inactivity that they seem to forget how to function, meaning they fail or become slow to activate. Huh. It's different than a leg or arm falling asleep because of a compressed nerve. You will not feel pins and needles with gluteal amnesia. In fact, most people don't feel any pain at all until they go for a jog or a hike. Sluggish glutes can result in other muscles and joints, especially in the lower back and knees, picking up the slack so your whole body suffers.
Well, I now know our band name.
Gluteal amnesia!
Yeah, baby!
Yeah, baby!
Okay. That'll work. That'll work.
Very funny.
So I'm telling all of you, if you're sitting in your car right now, we all need to clench those buns and release.
Imagine calling into work with that excuse.
What's wrong, Dana?
Gluteal amnesia.
Amnesia. Okay, you joke. Tiger Woods has been forced to bow out of competition because of the condition.
Well, wouldn't that be like gluteal atrophy as well?
Sort of.
I mean, you start to lose the muscle if you don't use it, like Scott's hamstrings or quads. Which ones are you losing?
If you spend hours sitting, it's important to recognize when your glutes are turned off and how to get them working again. Yeah. You got to clench your butt when you're sitting at your desk.
Excuse me?
I'm sorry. That's what it's. You got to do it.
Clenching.
Get up and do some squats.
I actually do butt exercises.
Saving that one. Man, you were rich today.
You know, today's leg day. Tomorrow, maybe I do the arms.
That's the one part of my body that I'm actually very proud of.
Will not have gluteal amnesia.
I hope not.
Never skip leg day. Scott, you make fun of me for it because I say it all the time, but never skip leg day.
I never skip butt day.
Okay, good.
That's part of leg day.
Good.
Working on that booty.
Speaking of the New York Times, a story out of Kansas City has gone viral. New York Post has picked this up. Have you seen the video? We can try to describe it, but when you get home, just look up the video and we'll put it on social.
Okay.
Of the snowplow flying down a Kansas City residential street at 3 a.m.
No.
Google it. You will get results. So this was caught during the snowstorm last week on someone's Ring doorbell camera. Okay. And they say the noise of the snowplow shook the house. And you know this. We've lived here long enough that when a snowplow is going by on your street, I find that to be a very comforting noise because it means they're plowing my street. You need to see the video in real time. I want to see your reaction before we.
Okay.
This car thing right here. Watch. It is flying down the flying.
Well, streets don't plow themselves.
Oh, my God. That looks awesome.
It really is. Look at him go.
So here's the story from the New York Post. It was like a scene out of Fast and Furious. A home security camera in Kansas City caught a glimpse of a snowplow burning down a residential block in the middle of the night on Tuesday. In the footage, the plow is seen leaving a large cloud of snow several feet high as it speeds past about a dozen homes in 5 seconds.
By several feet, you mean 8 to 10 feet high?
That is a spray of snow, yes.
That almost looks like it's been sped up.
The commotion was enough to wake up at least a few curious neighbors. Frankie Bellucci, a Kansas City real estate agent, posted the video he captured on Facebook. This kind of reckless driving is dangerous and irresponsible, he wrote. This is unacceptable. Bellucci heard the noise around 3 a.m., thought the driver was going at least 40 to 45 miles an hour.
Hell yeah.
The street has a 35 mile an hour speed limit, but according to the city, snowplow operators must adhere to a strict 20 to 25 mile an hour speed limit. Look, I don't know how fast he was going.
It's fast.
It wasn't 20 to 25.
And fortunately, it's a very dry, powdery snow.
Oh, it just goes flying.
Mm-hmm. Do you want the road clear or not?
I love you see him go this way, and then the next clip he's going that way.
Zoom.
From Kristen Braun, she sarcastically commented on the post, "This woke up my entire house at 3 a.m. That was super neat." Somebody else, "It was loud. They were going so fast it shook the house."
Well, people complain and my street's not getting plowed, and then they complain that it gets plowed.
You want it done quickly.
Okay, quoting here from the camera Ring doorbell owner, "I swore this was in 4x speed until I looked at the timer."
Oh, man, he is cooking. I just pulled up the video.
City officials say they take the safety of the community very seriously. All right.
He doesn't.
I don't want him to be in trouble, or her. It could be a woman.
True. You don't want him to be in trouble?
Well, I think
he's going 45 miles an hour in a snowplow.
At 3 a.m., there's not going to be anyone out at 3 a.m. on a residential street where everyone is snowed in anyway.
I would hope not. But look at all the green on the map. You got a lot done.
Just him. Just that one guy got all of the city streets plowed in one night.
But you know what would have made that homeowner really mad?
Is if the street wasn't plowed.
If they never plowed the street.
I mean, this guy's employee of the month.
5 stars.
Look at him go.
Give him a bonus.
By the way, the story is from Fox 4.
It's so funny.
From the text line, "I know a plow driver. She thought it was hilarious."
Streets don't plow themselves.
Now, fair point from the text line. If somebody had gotten killed, our tone on this would be completely different.
Well, who's going to be roaming around in a blizzard at 3 a.m.?
And I do think that the driver should be getting in trouble.
Well, probably. Look, this is a reminder. Slow it down out there. I thought with city vehicles, they had like not a governor on them, but something that if you were doing something reckless, like slamming on your brakes, like it
reported it.
It reports that or records that.
This one's got the turbo on it. Pedal to the metal.
913-586.
Metal to the ground.
7798.
High-speed snow plowing could lead to accidents and property damage, as well as ineffective snow removal.
Well, what if there was a car on the street?
It's buried.
It's in somebody's yard now.
I'm sure he looked.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.